بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وطبيب نفوسنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لا سيما بقية الله روحي وأرواح العالمين لمقدمه الفداء السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين يا ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي فنفوز فوزا عظيما آل النبي ذريعتي وهم إلي وسيلتي أرجو بهم أعطى غدا بيد اليمين صحيفتي صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل
Respected scholars, all brothers and sisters in Islam and Iman, Assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa azam allahu ujurana wa ujurakum bi musabina bil Husayn wa aulad al Husayn wa ashab al Husayn. On behalf of all of us, allow me to convey our sincere condolences to our present Imam, Imam al Hujja Jalallah Ta'ala Farajul Sharif.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
On the sad and sorrowful occasion of the month of sorrow of Ahlul Bayt, the month of Muharram, the majalis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we said, are extremely exceptional majalis. As quoting from Ayatollah Khunsari last night, and I heard a similar impression from Marhum Ayatollah Bahjat, who was saying, wherever the flag of Imam Hussein is raised, and the banner of Imam Hussein and a majlis for Imam Hussein, whether in a small house in Imam Bargah or wherever, it is one of the branches of the haram of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And as such, the participants of that program and that majlis are the zuwar and the visitors of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. Last night we began with Labbaik Ya Da'i Allah and give it our due respect and obedience and services, inshallah, for the majlis of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. I'm not sure whether I don't feel comfortable to be explicit about the name of this scholar, although what happened, what I'm telling you about, is when he was a student before his marja'iyya, he becomes an ayatollah, and it's mentioned in the books on his biography from himself, but still, for the sake of precaution and out of respect to that marja, allow me not to be explicit on his name. The message is more important to be delivered. One of the students of His Eminence Ayatollah Uzma Sistani, one of the distinguished teachers of Ayatollah Sistani, Hafadahullah, that happened to him, that he says, when I was a student in Najaf, in the early years of my life when I was young, my wife started having a weekly majlis for Imam Hussein alayhi salam in our house, for the ladies only. It's a good culture and habit, many people they do it. So ladies started coming a bit earlier, and as normal practice, after the majlis also are sitting a bit longer, and our house was very small, and that really caused some inconveniences for me, because I'm a student, talabe, The person I'm talking about later on became a bold, well-known, renowned marja. And that really disturbed me because it was taking a lot of my time. I said to my wife, I think that you have to start this weekly majlis for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, because really you girls, you ladies are taking too long and I cannot study, too much noise and everything. And I called it off, I canceled the majlis. The same person later on, a famous Ayatollah, he says later on, a couple of weeks later, I had a problem with my eyes and with my sight and vision. Going to different doctors, and day by day, I'm losing my sight. Allahu Akbar. For a talibah, eyes are so important. These are the tools of, you know, your studying and everything. My wife had a dream, and in the dream, she sees Fatima to Zahra, salamullah alayha, Bibi Fatima, salamullah alayha. And she tells the wife of this learned scholar that your husband is going to lose his sight because he called off, he canceled the majlis for my son. And things may happen to us depending on our level of knowledge, different responsibilities. The only way that he may regain his sight is to restart. He has to regret what he had done and to start the majalis in your house, in his house. Otherwise, he is destined to lose his sight forever. The lady wakes up and shares her dream with her husband. And the Ayatollah himself, he says that I, astaghfirullah, regretted it, repented. And I said to her that start the program, but please, let's meet halfway. You also tell the ladies that when the majlis is finished, make your way and give me some time to study. The moral of the story is that when we come to the majalis, when we are holding the majalis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, please, especially the youngsters, I beg them and urge them to accept these. With time, inshallah, as you get older, you will definitely experience it. As we elderlies, we have experienced it in our life. Put all the information with all respect aside, personal experiences we elderlies have had when it comes to the majalis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Youngsters, inshallah, they are going to experience it. What I'm sharing with them is that don't wait for the experiences. Later on, God forbid, we repent from our mistakes of the past. Give a very high due respect to the majalis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Feel so proud and honored, proud in a positive sense, and honored that alhamdulillah I'm attending the majalis of Imam Hussein. Volunteers, with all respect, give the due respect to the visitors of the majalis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Try to be so humble, down to earth, as alhamdulillah you are. It's not because of this young boy or girl or me or anyone else. They are all the visitors of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. As such, they must and they deserve to be honored to the highest. Each and every one of the visitors, irrespective of age, irrespective of the gender, irrespective of wealth and financial status, must be treated like a king when they come here. Excuse the expression of king. Must be treated like such a very dignitary has arrived. That's how we need to treat. Why? Because they are the visitors of my master Hussein. Because of my extreme love for Abu Abdullah, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Ya Ali. Ya Ali. Ya Ali. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. Last night we started a discussion under the heading of Imam Hussein alayhi salam being the caller to God. And we are sitting here to say labbaik ya da'i Allah. We are at your service, ya Hussein. And we said that the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, all the prophets and anbiya, they were all callers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, they are all calling to the unity of God, to monotheism and tawheed as the main principle of belief in Islam. There is no question, no doubt about it. In one of his letters to the people of Basra, Imam Hussein alayhi salam makes it very clear that when I say that I'm a caller to God, ana ad'ukum ila kitabillah wa sunnat nabiyye, I mean that I'm inviting you not to myself. I'm inviting you to the book of God, the Holy Quran, and I'm inviting you to the tradition of the Prophet. I'm sacrificing my life and the life of those who are with me, all of this, so that the book of God is revived, so that the tradition of the Prophet, the lifestyle of the Prophet is revived. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam called to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, speaking about the Tawheed, we came across some seemingly paradoxical statements in the Quran and in the practice of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. And that is, on the one hand, it seems that Tawheed, it means only seeking the help of God, resorting to the Almighty God alone, period. On the other hand, numbers of ayat are telling us that the Holy Prophet of Islam and the previous prophets, they used to resort to other than God apparently. Not only that, as I will share it with you, they will be commanding the community that if you want to be forgiven, just between you and God is not enough. You have to seek the means of nearness to God as well. To give you an example from the lifestyle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Imam is making his way to Kufa. Reaches a place and notices somebody has camped. Imam makes some inquiries, who is that guy? And they tell him, they tell the Imam that he is Ubaidullah ibn al-Hurr al-Ju'fi. Imam goes up to him because he knew him apparently. Goes up to him and says that, look brother, there are a lot of sins on you. If you die like this, you're going to be in trouble in the hereafter. Fatansurani, why don't you come and help me? And then in return, Jaddi yakunu shafi'ak bayna yaday Allah ta'ala. Come and help me, and my grandfather will intercede you in the hereafter, and you will proceed to paradise. The guy says that, Hussein, I know that you are on the right path, but you know my nafs doesn't allow me to be killed. I know that you guys are all going to be killed. Please excuse me, but I've got a very good horse. I've got a very Arabian horse, and I'm happy to gift it to you. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, I'm not after your horse. Keep your horse to yourself. I'm after saving your life in the hereafter. You're giving me your horse. Moral of the story is that why Imam Hussein alayhi salam is, and I'm quoting the words of the Imam, why Imam Hussein alayhi salam is seeking the help of a human like him. And his biography is very interesting. This Abdullah ibn al-Hurr al-Jawfi, unfortunately later on ended up in committing suicide. خَسَرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ. He lost help of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in dunya, he lost his akhirah, and at the end look at how he died, committed suicide. By the way, why Imam Hussein alayhi salam is seeking the help of someone? And many occasions like this, and I quoted last night that the Imam is calling Amaman Mughisan Yughisana li wajhillah. Is there anyone to come and help us in this desperation, that I'm in desperate need of your help? Why Imam Hussein is doing this? Those who are not familiar or do not look at the whole picture of the Islam, Quran, and the lifestyle of the Ma'asumim holistically, or if God forbid they have any agenda, I don't know, I give them the benefit of the doubt, they just pick up on a few ayat, and even those ayat, they misquote them. If those brothers who have access to the PowerPoints deliberately, I'm sharing the Arabic text of whatever that I'm sharing with you, with the translation and the references for the reason. With all respect to all eminent scholars and khutaba, it's about the time that you people, you demand us to do our homework before we sit here. It's about the time that you say, Maulana, today we live in the time of information and technology. It's the time that we are bombarded with all different schools of thoughts. Whatever from Quran you quote, I want to see the Arabic version, the original version as well, and the reference. Any hadith you quote, I want to see the Arabic version with the quote, with the reference as well. Why? Because I want to make sure, with all respect, you are not making any mistake or you are not deliberately distorting the translation of the hadith or the ayah. I can only cross-examine it if I have access to the reference and I can see the original text. I am sharing this with you, inshallah, to create an incentive or something to start it from here. Make our majalis and elevate the level of our majalis to more of an educational gathering. Majalis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam worldwide are unique golden opportunity to combine education and emotions together. Only emotions doesn't help. as important as emotional side of it and masaib and marthiya is, but only emotion doesn't help. In as much as only education and some people places only lectures with no masaib, that is also not good. We need the combination of both of them, so much so that at the end of the Ashr al-Muharram, we feel, alhamdulillah, I have learned about my religion educationally, and at the same time emotionally I feel more spiritual and inshallah closer to Ahlul Bayt with Salawat Allah Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So the argument that they put forward to us is the following. They said that, look, God is particularly explicit in the Quran, and he said, between you and I don't put any intermediaries. If you have any deal, anything to talk to me, come to me directly, because I'm nearer to you than your jugular vein. You don't need to worry about any, there is no such intermediaries. You don't need anyone. Directly talk to me. And then they quote or misquote some of the ayat of the Quran, like the one in Surah Ali Imran from Prophet Isa. And I have the Arabic version and the translation for you, for those who can see the screen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ما كان لبشر أن يؤتيه الله الكتاب والحكم والنبوة ثم يقول للناس كونوا عبادا لي من دون الله. The correct translation is this: it is not befitting becoming of any human, even the Prophet of Islam or all the Prophets, Imams, anyone. It is not becoming of any human to say to that the Almighty God has given them the book, scripture, and wisdom, and prophecy. So this is about the prophets, highest. And then they turn on and say that, look, come and worship me besides Allah. This is not becoming of a prophet. The message of this ayah is very clear, with the background that you know, I'm sure, about the Christianity, the distorted true religion of Jesus Christ, because they believe in the divinity of Jesus and they are venerating and worshipping Jesus as God's incarnate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Jesus Christ never called to himself to be worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, you can, and this is similar to this, is what Quran says, لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ الْمَسِيحِ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ. Never Jesus Christ denied to be a slave of God. You can replace this Jesus Christ to, never the Prophet of Islam declined to be or denied to be the slave of God. Never Imam Hussein alayhi salam denied to be the slave of God, isn't it? When you are every day praying in the tashahud of your namaz, what do you say? Before we give our testimony that the Prophet of Islam is a messenger of God, we give the testimony that he is a slave of God. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu, then wa rasuluh. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So as a matter of fact, the ayah that they are quoting or misquoting is more against them than in favor. Because Quran says that it is not becoming for anyone, any human, to say, come and worship me. For the life of me, I do not know of, if you know, please introduce him to me. I do not know of any Shia around the world who says, I go to Imam Bargah because I want to worship Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Do you know of any Shia like this? Do you know of any Shia, for God's sake, who goes to Karbala to worship Imam Hussein alayhi salam? I do not know any Shia like this. Impossible, astaghfirullah. Impossible. Quran, what Quran is saying, that first of all, nobody, astaghfirullah, claims that Imam Hussein or Ahlul Bayt have called humans to worship them besides, other than, rather than God. Never ever. On the contrary, what Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says, نَزِّلُونَا عَنِ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ وَقُولُوا فِينَا مَا شَيْتُمْ فَلَنْ تَبْلُغُوا. Bring us lower than the level of divinity and then talk about our virtues, excellences, as much as you can. And you can never reach to understand the level of our spirituality, but lower than the level of divinity. This is what explicitly they were mentioning. So, but they say, but at the same time, how come that you resort to them if you are not worshipping them? Resorting to them is not permissible. Why? Because every day that we pray is mandatory to read Surah Hamd. And in Surah Hamd, every day we say, Iyaka na'budu, and the rest of it. I don't hear. وإياك نستعين. You know the translation, and they say that you know the translation. You alone we worship, and you alone we seek for help. Hey, Quran is teaching you every day to say, you alone we seek for help. إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Only God we seek for help. Chapter is closed. Therefore, tawassul is forbidden. Because إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدَ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. That reminds me of a brother who was not going to the masjid. And I said to him that, how come you don't go to pray? He said, no, astaghfirullah mulana. I'm surprised you say this. Don't you read the Quran? I said, ajib. Quran tells you not to go to the mosque? He said, yes. Quran says, لا تقربوا الصلاة. Don't even get near the صلاة. Quran says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. To those who pray, I'm not going to be hellbound. Quran says that. I said, Habibi, yes. Quran has over 6,000 ayah. Don't just quote and isolate one ayah, ignoring the rest to try to fool me. If you want to give the Islamic principle, you have to look at the whole Quran, the whole teachings of the Prophet collectively, holistically. Then we see what conclusion we come to. With all respect to Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, you did not understand Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in properly. I give you example. I assume that you believe in the Quran, that you are quoting the Quran. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is quoting on the screen. You can, those who are watching it, they can compare it better. Otherwise, try to visualize it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran is quoting from Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Mind you, that all the prophets were teaching Tawheed. And the religion of all the prophets was nothing other than Islam. Inshallah, we'll prove this. But Islam in different versions. I usually, with non-Muslims, when I speak, I tell them, imagine that Microsoft Office, different versions. Upgrade, 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 until the final version comes to the market. Different versions. So the version of Tawheed that Prophet Musa was teaching was lower than the version of Tawheed of Prophet Isa. Lower than the version of Tawheed of Prophet of Islam, naturally, as human intellectuality grows. Prophet Musa, according to the Quran, is telling his community, قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاصْبِرُوا. Pay attention. اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاصْبِرُوا. Moses said to his community, seek the help of Allah and endure patience. Wow, how monotheistic this ayah is. Moses is telling them, seek the help of God and endure patience. Okay? Subhanallah, when it comes to Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, is telling Muslims, commanding Muslims, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, yani you and I, O you believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Istainu bis sabr wa salat, inna allaha ma'as sabirin. Do you notice the difference? To refresh your memory, Moses says to his community, "Estainu billah." Quran tells us Muslims, supposedly higher level of Tawheed, "Estainu bissabr." The grammatical structure is exactly the same. Over there, Moses says, "Seek the help of God." Quran is telling you and I, "Seek the help of patience." And then salat. Question: what is patience? Patience is a human character. Meaning that if you want to succeed, whether in your nearness to God, in your worshiping acts, in business, in education, in any field, you need patience to stand against the difficulties and hardship. استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. Now, is this paradoxical? Astaghfirullah, does it mean that God is promoting shirk? What kind of mentality is this? That means that we don't understand the Quran correctly. Where Quran says that seek the help of God alone and only God, nothing else, God is saying that independently, the final cause is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the same God has sent means to utilize them. In the dua after namaz isha that you recite, you mentioned that, Ya Allah, provide me with the means of provision that to submit, that you have provided the means for me. What is, in a nutshell, please remember this highlighted in your memory, this is the final answer for the issue of tawassul. Anyone ever seeks the help that Allah of anything that God has not acknowledged, there is no credit for it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is haram, this is shirk. And anyone who worships other than God, anyone rather than God, other than God, this is also not permissible and haram. That's why in the ayah that I earlier quoted, Quran says that it is not becoming for them to say, be my worshippers, worship me, min dun Allah, rather than God. Number one, when we go to Ma'asumin, we are not worshipping them. Don't fool me. Number two, Ma'asumin are acknowledged. Will provide all the proofs for it. Bi salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So we need to learn the terminologies here. The first is tawassul. The second is istighathah. The third is shafa'ah. These three are correlated to each other. From down, when you look up, it's called tawassul or istighathah. I will explain it, inshallah, bear with me. From up, looking down, is called shafa'at. So remember that shafa'at and tawassul are two sides of one coin. Imagine a coin or a pie in your brain and call it the pie or the coin of divine grace or divine guidance. This has two sides. One side of it is called tawassul. Another side of it is called shafa'at. Those who deny tawassul naturally deny shafa'at as well. And those who deny the shafa'at, God forbid, they will be deprived of the shafa'at of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt in the hereafter. Inshallah, I will quote it tomorrow from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that the Imam says, nobody, even the previous prophets, nobody can make it to paradise without the shafa'at of Muhammad and all Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Before we go to the references, I'm sure that especially I urge the youth, think about it. Your intellect tells you that there is something wrong here. It cannot be seeking the means completely forbidden. Come on, when I get sick, Quran says, وَإِلَّا مَرَضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِنِي. When I get sick, God is healing me. Then how come we go to the doctors? Why do we have a GP? When I need to borrow some money, why I go to someone to get some more loan, mortgage? Business and all, how do we live our life without seeking the means? There must be a problem. So this Iyyaka Nasta'in must have another meaning other than you are telling me that completely abandon any mean. You must have heard the story that a village was flooded somewhere in Kenya or I don't know, somewhere else. And a naive Muslim refused any help. A rescue boat came and rescued people of that village, and this naive Muslim says that, no, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, leave me alone. God is enough for me. God is sufficing me and I trust in God. The boat left. The flood is rising up. The half of the house is now under the flood. And the guy goes to the roof. They send a helicopter, drop the rope, grab the rope, come up, and says, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, I only seek the help of God. I don't want to die as a mushrik. This is shirk, seeking the help of other than God. Until finally the guy drowned. In Barzakh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what are you doing here? You committed suicide. Whoops. Says, Ya Allah, I was a muwahid. I was only waiting for your help. The Almighty God says, you, .. Who do you think sent the boat? Who do you think sent the helicopter around you? These are the means of you to rescue you. Says Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, the Almighty God, when He wants to do things in this world, does it through the means. Rain can come without the cloud, but God has the, that's why we discovered the physical world. Rain comes through the cloud. Money, earning comes through hard working and means that God has provided them. Likewise, nearness to God has means. Now here is about to start references from the Quran. The very first main difference for tawassul is an ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I speak quick, you listen quick because time is going very, maybe something wrong with my clock. يا أي أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة وجاهدوا في سبيله لعلكم تفلحون. Oh you who believe, inshallah all of us, اتقوا الله, Be dutiful to Allah to start with. Then wabtaghu ilayhi alwasila. You want to seek nearness to God. Seek the means of nearness to God along with wajahidu fi sabila and strive hard in His path. If you want to be successful, if you want to reach salvation, you cannot do it without wabtaghu ilayhi alwasila. Explicitly mentioned in the Quran. Seek the help provided and acknowledged by the Almighty God. Humbly, Ya Allah, what are the means provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I go quickly through the means. Number one, to start with, so that we understand the concept of tawassul properly. Sometimes mispresentation is the cause of confusion. The very first means of nearness to God, as explicitly mentioned by our holy Imam Amirul Mumineen in Sermon 110 of Nahjul Balagha, Imam says, إِنَّ أَفْضَلَ مَا تَوَسَّلَ بِهِ الْمُتَوَسِّلُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى الْإِيمَانُ بِهِ وَبِرَسُولِهِ وَالْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. The best means of nearness to God, for those who want to seek nearness to God, the best means of tawassul starts from you believing in Allah, believing in Allah's messenger, and putting all your efforts. In a nutshell, the first means of nearness to God, the first means tawassul, starts with my iman and my righteous good deeds as much as I can. However, my dear, this is half of the pie. No matter how much efforts you put into it, at the end of the day, there are shortcomings. Rahmatullah alayhi Ayatollah Bahjat, he was saying that in my lifetime, I experienced that it's just impossible not to err. Human error is natural for us, other than ma'sumi. So no matter how much efforts I put in learning and increasing my iman and doing righteous good deeds, still shortcomings is part of human nature. So half of the tawassul is my righteous goodies, undoubtedly. What next is there? After that, after the first one, is when it comes to intercessory prayers. What is intercessory prayers? Intercessory prayer is just like when I say, Brother Nushad El Tamaseda, Brother Nushad, we ask each other for, pray for me. Okay, all Muslims, they accept this, and this is tawassul. This is another example of tawassul in our day-to-day transactions in terms of relation with God. Because I want to be near to God, I have not committed a sin with your tongue, you have not with mine, we pray for each other. Highest example it mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, Quran is telling the wrongdoers, the hypocrites, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Only if the wrongdoers, the hypocrites, those who made a mistake, with all respect to you, I'm speaking for myself, we, by and large, let's face it, we suffer some elements of hypocrisy when there is no complete match between our action and our knowledge. Okay? So this ayah, by and large, applies to all of us, with all respect to you. Don't be offended. If the wrongdoers, hypocrites, whatever you want to translate it, only if, when they have done wrong, they seek Allah's forgiveness. First of all, they come to you. Quran says that you want to seek Allah's forgiveness, you need to go to the Prophet. It matters where. Bear with me tonight, I'll tell you that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, before he starts his journey, goes to the grave of his grandfather seeking tawassul and starts the journey with tawassul. Ja'uk, yani they come to you, my dear messenger. And there and then they seek God's forgiveness. And then the Prophet matches that. وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ. The Holy Prophet also matches their seeking forgiveness. Only then لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. They shall definitely find the Almighty God most forgiving, most merciful. So it is not enough, according to the particular explicit ayah of the Quran, for me to say that, Ya Rab, forgive me. The Holy Prophet has to pray for me. I need to do tawassul to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam to match it. Because my words and my mouths are sinful, may not be elevated. But someone like the Holy Prophet and the Imams, when they match it, then it will be elevated. This is according to the Quran. We have many other examples in the story of Prophet Yusuf. No time. I want to proceed very quickly. And not only that, Allahu Akbar, in Surah Al-Munafiqun, please, I need your kind attention. Please, Billahi Alaikum, I'm sitting here on the holy member of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and I'm countable on the judgment day if I don't share this with you so that nobody says I didn't know. The Almighty God in Surah Al-Munafiqin says that those who refuse seeking the means that God has provided, there are such people, there is a signs of arrogance in them. Make sure I'm not being arrogant to say that, no, I don't want to do tawassul to Ahlul Bayt. I don't need Ahlul Bayt. I can make communicate directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is arrogance. What's the ayah here is the ayah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim in Surah Al-Munafiqun. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا يَسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَوَّوْا رُؤُوسَهُمْ وَرَأَيْتَهُمْ يَصُدُّونَ وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ or يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. When it is said to them, come, the Holy Prophet will see God's forgiveness for you. The hypocrites, you see them turning their heads away, and you see them turning their faces away while they are in arrogance. So, those who refuse to attend dua tawassul arrogantly, they are arrogant. Maybe someone doesn't have time, but those who refuse it, bear with me tomorrow night, inshallah, I have to touch on the dua tawassul. I have to touch on dua farah that some people are criticizing ignorantly, inshallah. And just use your intelligence, if inshallah, if I'm making any senses to you. So the second means provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are intercessory prayers. Once the prayer of Ahlul Bayt comes, matches our prayer, then inshallah we will be saved. The third is that supplications of the Imams. You don't need to read Dua Kumail. You don't need to read Dua Abu Hamza, Dua Iftitah, Dua Abu Joshan al-Kabir in the months of Ramadan. Any kind of communication between you and God, okay. But I have this question, very honest, simple question. Really, keep the books of Dua aside. I even challenge with all respect our scholars, Maraj, keep the books of dua aside and in the months of Ramadan, sit and read the dua. Let me see how much can we read. How much can we read? Baba, dua Joshan Kabir consists of talking about 1,000 names, divine names of the Almighty God. In 100 paragraphs, who of men can produce this? Produce this. So you have the most rhetoric, the most eloquent, miraculously eloquent of means of communication with God. So when you are reading the Dua Kumail, you are doing tawassul. Through the holy lips of Imam Ali, you communicate with God. Doesn't this matter? Do you see how important it is? Rather than myself come up with some words of dua, God knows how correct, incorrect, or what it is. This is another way of seeking means of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else? Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad to share with you more. Alright, another, because I want to follow the PowerPoint, so I have to check it here. Another means of nearness to God, and I cannot finish it obviously tonight, unfortunately, is in honor of Ma'sumin, in honor of those who are honorable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like what we say in the heavenly ziyarat of Ashura, Allahumma ja'alni indaka wajihan bil Husayn alayhi salam. Ij'alni indak, Ya Allah, I want to be near you. In honor, in the face and respect of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Is this permissible or it is not permissible? Imam Ali alayhi salam is my Imam. If he is not your Imam, bad luck for you. Imam Ali is my Imam. In the authentic book of Al-Kafi, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is teaching us, Kana Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam. That means that was the habit of Imam Ali alayhi salam. After every day he finishes the nafil of the Zuhr prayer, before he starts saying Allahu Akbar for the Zuhr prayer, he used to read this dua. This is the dua. Allahumma, you may have it on the screen. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bijudika wa karamik. Ya Allah, I seek nearness to you by your generosity, through your generosity. Wa ataqarrabu and I seek nearness to you by your slave and your messenger Prophet Muhammad. Why Imam Ali doesn't only say, Ya Allah, I seek nearness to you through your generosity? Why he is adding the Holy Prophet to this shirk? A'udhu billah. How dare that Imam Ali is mushrik. A'udhu billah, a'udhu billah, a'udhu billah. If Imam Ali is mushrik, I want to be mushrik. A'udhu, inshallah you understand me. There's no such things. This is from Amirul Mu'minin. Don't crystallize heed. Not far from Arafat or Arafat, you are. I'm quoting it there for Imam Hussein says, Allahumma inna natawajjahu ilayk fi hadhihi al-ashiyya allati sharraftaha wa faddaltaha natawajjahu ilayk bi Muhammadin nabiyyik wa rasulik wa aminik. We approach you through Prophet Muhammad, your messenger. Why Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, Ya Allah, I don't need to worry about Muhammad. You are nearer to me than the jugular vein. I approach you directly. Why through the Prophet? Because Quran has taught Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein's Quran in practice. وَبْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ Amirul Mu'minin interpretation of وَبْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ Imam says, أَنَا وَسِيلَتُهُ I am the means of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't go anywhere else. Don't listen to other than Amirul Mu'minin and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. They are misguided and they will misguide us. This is the words of Ma'asumin alayhi salam. There is another hadith. So Shia have narrated it. Allahu Akbar. Even Ibn Taymiyyah, who is standing against the Shia belief, he says that I cannot criticize the chain of the narrators of this hadith. A man with the name of Uthman ibn Hunayf, at the time of the Prophet, he had lost his sight, became blind. Go, Allah cannot live without eyes. The Holy Prophet says that endure patience is better for you. God will compensate you in hereafter. He said, I cannot. You are a prophet, you do something about it. The Holy Prophet says, okay, make your wudu, pray two rakat namaz, and after namaz, this is the dua that you say. When I quote the dua, and I'm quoting this hadith deliberately from a Sunni source of Sunan Tirmidhi, as I told you, Ibn Taymiyyah even says that this hadith is authentic. Please listen to me and see what does remind you of, because I need this confession for tomorrow. Allah teaching him after two rakat namaz, say this: Allahumma inni as'aluka wa atawajjahu ilayka bi nabiyyik Muhammadin nabiyyir rahma. Ya Muhammad, inni tawajjahtu bika ila rabbi fi hajati hadhihi litaghdhiya li. What does it remind you? Isn't it the first part of the tawassul? In a authentic Sunni book that even criticized the sanad of this. How can somebody say that we don't have tawassul? Allahu Akbar. They say that that was only at the time that the Prophet was alive. Allahu Akbar. My jaw drops off. You know, I'll be laughing at this. How? That means that shirk at the time that the Prophet was alive is okay. Was alive. From dunya is not permissible. What kind of mentality is this? If it is shirk, Habibi, it is shirk. Whether the Prophet is alive and around or not alive and around physically. It's not shirk either way. And the last means for tonight, there is more inshallah we'll talk about tomorrow, but one of the means of nearness to God indisputably is shedding tears for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Wallah, wallah. The arc of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, as Imam Sadiq said, is vaster, wider, bigger. Beg your eyes during this Muharram and all year round. If I may say this, I wanted to say it if I'm alive on Ashura, but allow me to say it here also, touch on it. Beg your eyes at least every day, feel or get wet for Imam Hussein alayhi salam all year round. Secure your life, your offspring with your tears for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in an authentic hadith says, when the Zawwar of Imam Hussein in the majlis of Imam Hussein are sitting together and they are feeling their hearts tremble and they cry, and Imam Hussein from the throne of Almighty God is looking at them. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَغْفِرُ لَهُمْ He is looking at them, he got forgiveness for them. Allah to you, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, before he departs Medina, according to some narrations, two consecutive nights, according to another, even three consecutive nights. Imam Hussein alayhi salam goes to the grave of his grandfather, the Holy Prophet, and says, Allahumma innaha. You told with the whole in the until late that night. He is the narrator himself. The Imam says, look, in my show with the host of my that you will not on the reserve for you. Imam Hussein alayhi salam wakes up from that dream, and in that moment that all of will happen in a land called Karbala. Remember this. Imam Hussein alayhi salam around the land that the promised land. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون.